Previously on Starship Excelsior.
What brought you out here? I mean, into Starfleet, not into this shuttle.
The war, I suppose.
Ever regret it?
Do you subscribe to a Division product?
We Tulians license our faster-than-light engines from the Division Technology Consortium.
They own your engines?
Not the materials, but the configuration is their intellectual property.
The sky just exploded. Number 2 engine is gone.
I know. We're going down.
We wish to discuss the favor you promised.
A sensor upgrade?
In payment of that which we are owed.
Those Davitian engines were built to fly in our atmosphere. Detect the end emissions, react with the Vertarans, kaboom. Another of our cities is on fire because of the capital.
Look, Nishant, we're going to be okay. The Excelsior knows we're missing by now. They're looking for us.
So what are they building?
Planetary surveillance net, which is perfectly fine. Why lie about it?
I'm Daman of the City of Kao. You're in my hospital.
Where's Nishant?
The islander you were with. He was badly hurt, beyond our power. The capital has certain medicines. License from the Divisions, of course.
And it turns out your license keys are all just public key algorithms using integer vectorization.
16,000 bits, impregnable to anything but a quantum computer, which are still purely theoretical.
Well, except my tricorder is a quantum computer.
What?
On your starship, Dia, by chance, possess what's called a quantum computer.
Quantum computers and scans are not the usual requests we get on first contact, Mr. Man.
A small team of ours is going to infiltrate one of the capital's supply depots on the coast and retrieve some of their data. Then the Divisions will have no choice but to put an end to this.
This supply depot, would they have any of the medicine Nishant needs?
We need to get to a civilian shelter!
A shelter against what? I thought your people were at peace.
Hands where I can see them now!
No, wait! Melissa?
And now the conclusion.
Get those cameras back up! We need eyes!
We're trying, Strategos.
Strategos, what's going on?
Kestra, you all right?
I don't know how, but they got past the entire perimeter before they tripped the laser sensor.
The doors? We pay dearly for impenetrable security barriers.
As far as I can tell, they just walked through.
That's impossible.
I'd love to explain how, but we've lost control of surveillance and security throughout that whole wing.
Did she have something to do with it?
What? Kestra? No.
Commander Neva, Command Janiyah. Of course, I don't imagine that you would wish us any harm, but Commander, we did see you compromise our security system with your hand scanner outside. Could that have had any adverse effects on the rest of the device network?
I'm sorry, Shipmaster, but there's just no way. Every device has its own unique license key. I only cracked the one. And if I'm reading Sinol's console correctly, some of the intruder control systems you lost aren't even on the same network as your perimeter defenses.
I see, Commander.
Secure the information core. Full manual lockdown. Pull the plug if you have to.
Yes, Shipmaster.
And Corporal.
Yes, Shipmaster.
Take a squad down to secure the hot backup in the orange wing. Make it 2 squads. I have a feeling not all the impressive plasma rifles for which we paid impressively are going to fire any actual plasma.
Yes, Shipmaster.
I have a security feedback up. Tech Lab 3.
Didn't we convert that to a temporary medical bay for the burn victims?
That's where you sent Dr. Sharp.
Don't worry, Kestra.
She's down there.
I'm sure she's all right. The Islanders aren't... Kestra? What am I seeing?
That's Alcar Dovan, one of our missing men.
And there's Alex.
I don't understand.
Funny. I understand perfectly.
Guards!
Neva to Excelsior.
I don't know what you're really here for, but I'm not going to let you help the Islanders compromise our relationship with the Visha.
Away team to Excelsior, come in.
Behavior is shielded, Neva. They can't hear us.
Guards, you will escort these officers to the executive bunker, beyond the range of even their starship sensors.
Prevent them from contacting their Islander allies, but do whatever else they ask of you. They are our guests.
Guests? So we're free to leave.
For all our sakes, I sincerely hope you don't try.
Will you come with us, ma'am?
Commander?
Lead the way.
Space. The final frontier. Somewhere, a star is exploding. Somewhere, a new colony is harvesting its first crop. Somewhere, there's a city made of flame, neath a sky that screams with song. The Starship Excelsior's mission is to seek them out and bear witness. That's all you need to know. Starship Excelsior, a Star Trek fan production. Starring Larry Phelan as Captain Alcar Dovan.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Jack Luca as Chief Engineer Kester Janiah.
Edison Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
And Samuel Gillis as First Officer Alex Lorok.
Better Angels by James Haney.
And you had no idea we were here?
No more than you did, apparently. We were led to believe you were on Judat.
Misled, perchance?
No, I don't think the Tullians knew either.
Beginning file copy, Sector G.
Are your people almost finished yet?
We be combing through a large military database with nothing but the off-the-shelf search software and a handful of flash memory sticks.
The Capital's response force could be here any minute.
We could scan these drives a lot faster if you'd just let us use the Tricolor again.
No, we're using our technology to save Nishant, and we have his medicine. Altering the course of your society is something you have to do for yourself.
Captain.
How you holding up, Lieutenant? Want me to take that backpack before it topples you over?
It needs to stay connected to the Tricorder. These lithium-ion cells can barely keep up with the power draw. Besides, the battery pack's only 60 kilos. Basic training stuff. I'd actually like Dr. Sharp's comm badge.
It's dead, ever since the shield went up.
No, our comm badges are dead. Yours is just blocked, and I think I can punch a short message through.
So we could send code green, get them to beam us out?
Or code 710, quarantine the planet out of spite.
Well, if we call for beam out, they'll sweep up everyone around us to compensate for the shield.
And then we'd have a bunch of Islanders on the Excelsior and more Prime Directive paperwork than you can shake a stick at. Good point. We'll fly out of here from the launch bay as planned.
I was thinking we'd just transmit our ID codes, so Yubari knows Melissa found us and we're okay.
This won't prevent us cracking the Tullian DRM?
As long as I don't have to take down more than one device at a time, won't be a problem.
Okay, do it.
Here.
Mon, sir.
Yes, what, Corporal?
We have it. It's everything, sir. More than a decade of atmosphere scans. They have a whole secret satellite network monitoring tetrazine levels over the islands.
So they knew?
They knew.
Copy it. Lock it. Let's get out of here.
Hang on.
Alex?
I have life signs. Heading right for us.
Sergeant.
Yalma, Tog, cover the door. The rest of here, fall out. March! Launch bears are straight shut to the other side of this wing. Any obstacles, Starfleet?
None showing on my scans. But there are a few dozen life forms converging on this area.
We be armed with Davy,
Captain?
Any search parties that enter range, crack their guns and disable them.
We'll be helping the Islanders escape.
We are saving Nishant. If the Islanders happen to follow us out, that's their business.
Sorry. Medical doctor here. I'm confused. Won't that shut down the Islanders' guns, too?
These? Just old laser pistas. Public domain. And treaty printed. Na DRM da crap.
Too bad.
The first team's approaching. You need to keep them talking. It's a lot of guns for me to hack.
Squad, ready!
Islanders, Starfleet, you are under arrest for trespassing.
Is Viscount Cowan there?
That is not my title. Ya be under arrest, Sheepmaster Jerry. Ya have concealed vital safety information from the Division Licensing Oversight Board. Information that has cost lives.
We won't allow you to take any unvetted, unfinished military research from this building to use as you please. You and the Oversight Board can read it in any scientific journal on the subscriber exchange when it's published. As soon as it's peer-reviewed.
As soon as it's censored, Yami.
There's a second squad moving into position behind you. I think you'll find we now outnumber you. So come, lay down your arms. And let us reason this out.
Alex, any time now.
There's no intention of disappearing into one of Stratego Sina's black sites, Sheepmaster.
Then you are resisting arrest.
Swear you, Sheepmaster.
Fire! Boss! Get down! We need cover!
There is no cover! We need your hat!
No happening! What's the plan to see?
My report's blaming you for this! Dovan to Excelsior! Transporter code green!
What poem?
Trauma Team 1, report to sickbay. Alien casualties incoming. Chief.
Melissa!
Beam me and my wounded directly to sickbay. Energize.
Right quick.
What? Off me men are gone.
Please, be calm. You're on my starship.
Come? Me be underground. Now me be astronaut. But this magic is enough to make the Sienas man go mad. Where me men?
They're being cared for in our medical bay. Which, Captain...
Hold that thought for 1 minute, Exo. Chief Myers, where's Mr. Lorth?
I relieved him, sir. I needed to help get Commander Janiyah back. Where is she?
I don't know. But, Chief, we will get her back. Now, lock onto the island city of Kao.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Man, if you'll stay on the platform, you'll be returned to your city. Your wounded will follow once stabilized. I hate to show you the matron's boot, but...
Me understand, Captain. Thank you.
Oh, please don't thank me. It just gets me in more trouble with the admirals. Energize.
The admirals have a point, sir. We whisked a team of rebels out of a losing battle with the planetary government, and are now giving them medical treatment leaps and bounds ahead of anything on their planet.
They were on a peaceful mission to gather data from a capital that is so bent on looking good for the divisions that they have let islanders burn to death by the hundreds. Besides, they were bleeding out on my transporter pad. Starfleet wouldn't tell me to let them die, would it?
No, sir. No, they wouldn't. But, well, let's just say this is turning into the kind of mission that shows up in Academy textbooks under the headline, Paved with Good Intentions.
You know that's another human saying. Bridge.
Academy textbook writers know their audience.
Zang. Dovan to Yubari.
Sir, what the hell did you do down there?
It's a long story.
Then save it. We're busy up here. Do you still have both arms?
And legs.
Then you're fine, and I need this comm channel. Yubari out.
This may be a stupid question, but did she sound unusually cheerful to you?
Always said she had command potential.
No, you didn't.
Captain on the bridge.
Status.
Nothing from Commanders Neva or Janiyah. We were able to break through the shield and get a lock on their comm badges a minute ago.
Beamed them up now.
We did, sir. We got the comm badges, but not the commanders. The Capitol says they've been taken into protective custody.
Protecting who? From what, exactly?
Ask them yourself. Sylvester, unmute audio.
Aye.
Excelsior, I repeat for the last time, you will immediately release into our custody the criminal trespassers whom you have unlawfully spirited away, as well as the data they stole from our facility.
Captain, their fleet is moving to encircle us. Charging weapons.
Shields up. All I have on my ship are wounded and a full complement of quantum torpedoes ready to defend my crew. Load torpedoes and lock on, Yubari.
Sir.
You're playing a dangerous game, Excelsior. Not only do you make me deal with some wacky, but you have the gall to make him one of the very criminals I'm going to apprehend. I demand to speak to Captain Yubari before the situation escalates beyond my control.
Oh, Fern.
This is Yubari. Captain Dovan meets Shipmaster Jaren. He got us the power that saved the flotilla at Divisha. Shipmaster, this is Captain Alcar Dovan. Thank you for helping us find him. Now I strongly advise you talk to him, because he's good at that, and I swear to you an attack on this ship will get nothing but casualties.
Thank you, Lieutenant Commander. Shipmaster, is it? The Federation has no interest in your internal conflict with the Islanders. That's for you to settle. You're holding two members of my crew. Release them, and we'll leave you to it.
That won't be possible, Captain. They've been charged with espionage. Their trials at Sunrise.
You can't do that! I've been briefed. Your laws give them 2 days to vet the evidence and the jury.
The evidence is classified dangerous and will not be released. So the case must be decided by the High Court in secret.
A show trial.
Is it really a show trial if it's all done in secret?
What if they're convicted? What's the penalty?
Death.
Shipmaster, I offer myself in their place. Release them and you can put me on trial.
And me. We're the ones who did the real spying anyway. We'd make much better propaganda.
No. There will be no clemency, no substitutions. There will be justice for them and for you.
Then you leave me with very little choice but to consider military options to rescue my people.
Don't you people get it? When the data you stole is leaked to the public, the divisions will suspend our licenses within an hour. It doesn't matter whether that data is accurate or not. Divisha deactivates everything during a license investigation. Our hospitals will be closed. Our factories shuttered. Our colonies on the edge of starvation. So send all the soldiers you want, Dovan. Once the data goes public, Tulia falls anyway.
We don't have the data. Never did. The Islanders do.
Then I suggest you get it back, Captain. If the discs and all the copies were destroyed, you would have no case against your spies. They'd be free to go.
Is that your legal opinion or a diplomatic guarantee?
This is Stratego Sinal. It's a fact, Commander Yubari. Another fact is that your officer's sentence will be carried out upon conviction. We'll leave you to consider your position. Capital out.
How long to get a message to Starfleet Command?
Normally, about 3 days. In this diffraction suit, more like 3 years.
Get me transporter room. I need to figure out how long we'll need to drop shields.
Why is that, sir?
I need another word with the man.
Well, at least the couch is comfy.
For a prison cell.
You want anything to drink?
Pass.
Could be our last meal.
Strategos?
Ladies?
I assume you're here to tell us we're free to go?
Not just yet, Kestra. Dr. Obal here is going to perform a medical examination on both of you. Nothing invasive, just for our records, so we can certify to your shipmates that you were in good health.
When you imprisoned us.
May I have your arm? Please, Commander.
You may not.
Strategos.
I'd hate to involve guards.
My best friend growing up was a Klingon. I'd love to involve your guards.
Neva.
Fine. Take your blood sample.
Sigh, you know we're not spies. You know this is all some horrible misunderstanding.
Jaren doesn't believe in coincidence. Not coincidences that large, anyway.
But you do?
I believe I spent the afternoon with you. And there were possibilities.
Sorry, they're talking about executing us.
It won't come to that.
It better not. Our starship will do whatever it takes to get us out of here alive.
We're counting on that.
What?
They have until morning to give back the data you stole.
And if they don't, you'll turn your patients over to the executioner?
Commander, I am a patriot, and you're threatening our entire way of life. I am your executioner. Now, deep breath, please.
Mr. Mann, I was expecting you in the stateroom, but then I was paged to sick bay. Are you all right?
Me? Fine. Perfectly. But DC citizen.
Nashant!
Mike, get the EMP lamps in here.
They're in engineering.
Then beam them up.
Captain Dovan.
Quickly, Mike. These nanites are eating him alive.
Right away.
Nashant, we got you the crom gel.
When I woke up, still alive somehow, I knew it was too good to be true.
It's the genuine article, Nashant. Direct from the aviary. Didn't you use it?
The crom gel is what's killing him, Alcar.
No.
It'd be our fault, really. You cracked the copy projection, loaded Neshant's profile, we injected it. Neshant immediately started to yield, and we let it work.
But the capital was too smart for us. You are probably used to that, Mr. Mann. But I should have been more careful.
The crom gel phoned on to a Divisian licensing server. It reset the profile.
The nanites went nuts and the islanders couldn't turn them off. I don't even think it was malicious, just a bug. And the system protects intellectual property first, patient second, so they couldn't override it. By the time they got him here so we could re-crack the nanites, it was...
It was what, Doctor?
I'm sorry, Nishant. It was too late. The damage is catastrophic. I can make you comfortable, but you have maybe a couple minutes.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm sorry, Nishant.
It's all right. Bold enough know that nobody will call me that a tragedy.
Your natural lifespan
is about 2 minutes. Gao, have you contacted my family yet?
We contacted the refugee camps, but we don't expect to have full survivor lists until tonight.
Damn. would have liked to see me.
This should have worked. After everything you've survived, everything we set in motion to save you, it can't end like this.
So sorry I didn't get to live up to your expectations, Dovan. Or at all.
I didn't mean... I'm sorry, Nishant. You've been caught in the middle all along. We should have...
He's crashing. Nurse!
I'm on it.
Cortical stimulator. And clear the OR.
Dr. Ian Pain. You can't help me.
He is my patient, and I will get him every nanosecond he has left. Now clear the operating room.
Come on.
Current feed center locked.
Sensitivity 5-8. Go.
Me assume you called me back to your starship for a reason, Captain.
Yes, I did. We need the data back.
No. If that be all, you can send me back now. Me apologize for taking up your time.
I can't do that. It's gotten complicated. They have two of my officers. They're going to be tried for treason.
Sorry for your loss.
But we can still fix it. We give back the data, my people come home.
And me people burn.
I'll tell you what I told the shipmaster. Your internal conflict is your own. We're going to return things to status quo, and then we'll leave.
After the fire, there is no status quo for Elpam. For your man, Nishant, people are dying. And you're asking me to give up me only defense.
Who said anything about asking? I am going to get my people out of there alive. If that means I take back the data I helped you steal, so be it.
Good luck. I made 100 copies, distributed to the man of every island in the league. We send the most damning patch to Divisia at sunrise. Ya have an easier time storming the aviary than getting our copies back. Tell me, Captain, what would you do if ya be in my position?
My people have hours to live. I'm not going to waste it debating some casuist hypothetical.
Thousands of your people are on the line. You have the tool you need to save them, and some stranger asks you to give it back?
Bridge. You realize it won't help, don't you? The divisions know.
Know what?
It's basic science. Verderons, tetrazine, kaboom. If they've managed to convince themselves to listen to the Tulians for this long, nothing's going to change their mind.
What? So what would you have me do? Tell my people to lay down and die?
I don't know. But you could at least help me save my officers.
That be all you care about, isn't it?
It's all I'm allowed to care about. And I am sorry.
I'd be taking my chances with the council, Captain. Unless... No.
Nuh-uh. Not falling for that again. You want something? Ask.
The aviary is enormous. Its wings bristle with guns, and its lower levels are impervious to scans. So you don't know where to start looking for your officers. Even with all your firepower, you'd never get them out, not alive.
What do you know about our firepower?
Not a thing. But if your strategist thought a direct assault could work, you wouldn't have come begging to me.
And you have, what, a map?
Yes, but more than that. The aviary garrison serves a wide area. When something goes wrong, they dispatch troops and supplies. The islands maintain no army, Captain. We simply have friends. Under the right circumstances, our friends could cause power outages, alerts, block wingways, create chaos over half a continent.
Leaving the aviary manned by a skeleton crew. We could walk in, rescue our people, and walk out.
Captain on the bridge.
As you were. Okay, Mr. Man. What circumstances would your friends need?
We'd need, about 50 of your tricorders.
Are you out of your mind? My office, now.
You're only...
Now! Lieutenant...
On my way, sir.
Maybe I didn't explain this well enough before, man. We have a law against interfering in other societies. I pushed its limits by letting you help us get medical supplies for Nishant, and I allowed you to get some data on the side because you're the good guys on Tulia. But we can't give you advanced technology, especially not just to help you steal more from the divisions.
Steal? I don't think so. The divisions still have all the blueprints safe in the databases.
You know what I mean.
Yes, but I'm not sure you do. Theft isn't the right metaphor. What your tricorders would take from the divisions is not their property, only their control. A better word might be... revolution.
Jehoshaphat. No, Admiral Parker, I didn't abet a major theft. I masterminded a revolution. They'd throw away the key, man.
At least we can pay the Divisions. They have principles. But we can't arouse your pity on command. That's what your prime directive comes down to, doesn't it? You can condescend to us, but only if you're capricious about it.
Mr. Man, what the Tulians are doing to you is wrong. We both know that. I've seen the Skyfire. I've seen the bodies. I won't forget them anytime soon. I truly wish we could help.
We not be asking for atom bombs, Captain. We want a little machine that spits out some numbers that will let us seize control of an illegal and dangerous technology.
And when we leave, what? Do you starve the Tulian colonies, secede from the Union, start a war?
We be already at war. So are you. The capital has made it so. Now, will you help us fight back or consign us to watching our friends die?
I'm sorry. There's nothing the Excelsior or its crew can do for you. That is all.
Good day, Captain.
We need another way to save Neva and Kestra.
Captain, are you sure about this?
If you can think of a loophole, number one, I'll jump on it like a grenade. Right now, all I see when I close my eyes is the Prime Directive written in stone letters 20,000 meters high.
I know, and you're right. It's just... a long time ago, you told me if I ever have to decide between regulations and lives...
Save the lives. I wasn't the captain then. Can you imagine what Neva would do to me if you saved her but then had to go to prison with me? She'd never forgive either of us.
She'd be alive. It was the Dominion attack on Trill.
What?
You asked why I joined Starfleet. The battle for my homeworld lasted 5 months, and we were helpless down there. We watched the fleet battles through telescopes. Ground troops staged terror strikes in the cities. My parents were wealthy. We hadn't stayed in the mountains. But every day we woke up wondering if today was the day we'd be hit by a stray torpedo. Millions dead. Nothing we could do. 6 days after the 8th Fleet drove them back to Calandra, I was on a shuttle to the Academy. Starfleet saved us when we couldn't save ourselves. That's why I joined.
Actually, I asked whether you regretted joining.
Never had occasion to, sir. Even when I lost Simon and then Bev, it was because they believed in Starfleet's highest principle. A just society must go to any lengths to defend others.
You're not talking about Neva and Kestra there, are you?
I saw the bodies after the Skyfire too, sir.
My first duty is to my crew. And that includes not getting you all imprisoned. We've got a few hours left. I'll keep working the diplomatic angle, see if I can shake up our circumstances before Capital Sunrise. Assume I'll fail. Work with Yubari and the Marines. Try and find an alternative.
Yes, sir.
Dismissed.
Ow.
Neva, do you mind if we switch back?
No, I don't. I'm not making any more progress on this lock than you were. How about you? Any luck with the Code of Tulian Trial Law?
I got a little bit hung up on one part in particular. Didn't find much after that.
Which part?
The methods of execution.
Oh, stars above. Kestra, you can't think about it.
We're going to be eaten by birds. That's how they do it here. Hoist us up on a tall pole and leave us there until one of the big brothers takes us for a snack.
We're going to escape. We just have to figure out how. Here. Maybe you'll have more luck with... Oh, hold up. Someone's coming.
What do I...
Hide it.
Ladies.
Strategos?
I just came down to ask you to stop trying to override the door control. I appreciate you have a duty to escape, but we can all see it on the console upstairs. If Jaren found out, it would look bad.
Of course, how it looks doesn't really matter, because you'd never go through with putting us on trial and executing us, right?
Sigh, what she's trying to say is...
No. We tried this your way once, Kestra. You said it wouldn't come to that, Strategos. but it looks like it's coming to that. It's time to decide. Are you okay with our blood on your wings?
Do you know why we kept that data in the first place? Wouldn't it have been easier to just delete it and stop anyone from researching the atmosphere at all?
I wondered about that. You went at great lengths to get our advanced sensors just to make better scans of your atmosphere. But your telemetry was getting locked in a basement.
We were trying to help. Licensees aren't allowed to modify the division engines, but we tried anyway. It took months just to get our prototype off the grid without the divisions noticing. We wanted to fix them, quietly, so they wouldn't react with the tetrazine and start the fires. Jaren and the rest of the cabinet knew it put our whole license at risk if the divisions detected our tampering, but they were willing to try.
So instead of making big changes and actually helping stop the skyfires, you took the smallest risk possible that let you feel like you were helping.
We did as much as we could. The Excelsior sensors would have given us an early warning system to begin evacuations before the fires. That freighter accident we faked so we could bring in victims from El Palm and treat them with medical supplies the Islanders aren't subscribed to.
Oh, yeah. We have a word for that kind of help where I come from.
You do?
Depraved indifference. Sentence is 25 to life.
So be it, Commander. I wish you peace in this life and the next.
Laid it on a bit thick there, don't you think?
Felt good, though. I think you can do better than him, Kestra.
I'm starting to think you're right.
You want me to set you up with Master Chief Myers?
What, Jack? You think he'd want me?
Kestra, are you blind?
Mr. Man.
Captain Dovan, Lieutenant Lorak. Mimian and I are ready to go home.
Transporter room 8 is just up that way. We'll escort you.
Thank you.
Your soldiers, how are they?
We won't let resentment get in the way of proper gratitude, Captain. Your doctor worked miracles on Mimian. Not one trooper under our care died. Sergeant.
She heaven fix some scars I've had since I was her boy. Me have the boys ha thankful. So is ha families.
I'm happy to hear that.
Of course, there be a lot more grateful family and co if ya...
I'm sorry, Mr. Man. Our laws do not allow me to help you any further. We'll have to each figure out our problems ourselves.
Me had to ask one more time.
For what it's worth, if I were in your shoes, I'd do the same thing.
Me wonder... What'd you do this to?
It's false.
What? That's one of our phasers. Where did you...
What are you doing?
Fixing our own problem, Lieutenant.
But we've been trying to help you.
And despite your best efforts, you're about to succeed. Don't worry. It's set to start.
Security Deck 10, Section...
Sergeant, empty medical lab down to ramp. Supply locker at 10 o'clock. Grab every tricutter you can carry and then run. Waft it beyond the transporter pad. Go on and 80 seconds or we be neat.
Yalma, ramp.
Yes, sir.
Rest of you, with me. Move.
Thank you, Captain. We cannot repay this debt, but now you have made a friend today. Goodbye.
Towers, this is Tulian Recon Flight 312 entering your sector.
Recon 312, we have you on radar. Maintain 7,000 units.
What the? How did that?
Recon 312, say again. We didn't catch that.
Tower, are you seeing this?
Maintain course, Recon 312. We have a situation with another plane.
The lights just went out in Nolok. The whole city is dark. Wait. So's Pharaoh. How long is that? What? Something. There's something coming over the ocean. Tower, do you have anything on radar? Tower, do you read?
Recon 312, do you copy?
312 copies. What's going on?
Do you see any other planes in your sector, 312?
It's dark, Tower. No, I... What?
312, we just lost radio contact with all other flights in your sector. Two of them dropped off radar. Are you seeing anything up there?
Negative, Tower. No planes in FOV, but no fireballs either. Clear the circle on Vector Kilo Mike. Tower, requesting clearance the circle on Kilo Mike. Tower, your lights just went out. Are you all right? What's the... Tower, I've lost satellite. Like the GPS just fell out of the sky. I have to turn back.
Unidentified aircraft. The Army instructed to make an emergency landing.
What? Negative on landing. We need to go get help.
Yeah, we'll make an emergency landing. A safe location will be provided.
I've lost control of my throttle. How are you doing this? Who are you?
We be your friendly island neighbors. Why don't you calm down and say hello?
Larock!
I'll get the captain.
Tokyo Isle, I've been here 5 minutes.
Yes, well, the intruders didn't host the shootout on our front doorstep, Mom.
Did you stop them?
Not one.
We can't figure out how they broke through the transporter lockout so fast. This morning they thought it was magic.
Who was on duty?
Myers. Dr. Mayek is with him, stunned.
Just like the boys here.
Are they okay?
Alex is coming around. Alcar's a little older, a little worse for wear. But he'll be fine.
Nine.
Nine?
That's the number of times I've been knocked unconscious since I joined this crew.
That's 9 times you could have been killed. That's insanely lucky.
Doesn't feel lucky. How on Kobold did the man get a phaser?
Operations is taking a full inventory now.
They can't be checked out without 3-factor authentication. We'll find out where it came from.
What if...
Take it easy, Alcar. You've just been shot.
Oh, yeah. I noticed. Okay. What if the phaser was replicated?
Can't.
Zarium Krellide Power Packs. Try replicating Krellide and it blows up.
All right. Finish the phaser inventory, but then suspend your investigation.
Captain?
The Islanders are about to destroy the balance of power in this entire sector. Can we stop them?
I don't see how, sir.
Agreed. Which means we have less than 3 hours left to save Neva and Janiyah, and the Tulians are about to blow the barn doors wide open.
That's
another human idiom. I know.
Sai, the lights went out a few minutes ago.
We think...
Strategos?
It's time for your trial. Guards?
We'll come quietly.
Don't move. We have you covered.
Captain, you barring? You and your comrades are under arrest. You're just in time for your trial.
We're armed, and you know we can disable your guns.
Guards, fire a warning shot. Division surplus, certified DRM free.
Yeah.
Not as efficient, but even your tech can't stop lead and fire. With these, we can change the currents. Take back our darkened cities.
Now please, let's everyone calm down. There's no need for more gunfire. As you can see, your officers are quite safe.
That is technically true.
Other than the guns pointed at our heads.
Shipmaster, if you harm a hair on her head, either of their heads.
Their heads? Your friends, the Islanders, have overrun the coast. Brought our civilization to the edge of collapse. And you expect No response. We won't let you destroy us.
Nobody's trying to destroy you. They're just trying to protect themselves from you.
We've done nothing wrong! Sky fires have burned for thousands of years. It is a natural phenomenon. All the aliens have left in their pride, in their jealousy, is to blame us for every evil that befalls them. And I will not allow them to bar us from the stars.
You really believe that, don't you?
Starfleet, we are decent people. Whatever else you may imagine, know that Shipmaster Jaren never believed the island's propaganda.
And what about you, Strategos?
Shipmaster, I don't know if you'll believe me or not, but what happened this morning was an accident. The tricorders the Islanders are using were stolen from us.
Whether through malice or negligence, it hardly matters. You have thrust us into a death struggle to preserve our society's right to exist. And we will accept nothing less than justice.
I understand your outrage. If you let our people leave, we will warp away from here, investigate...
You just want to leave? It's far too late for that, my friend. I repeat, you are under arrest. You have 3 seconds to surrender, or I will sentence Commander Neva to summary execution. 3.
Jaren, no!
Hold your fire, Major.
2.
Don't make me shoot you, Jaren.
Fire on my orders only.
1. You, my gut, how?
Mine too.
The Division sold you these DRM-free, right? Old models, dumb enough to license in bulk.
They lied!
Well, not quite. The guns are plain steel and plastic. But the ammunition...
It was in the contract!
There was just one little back door left. A clipper chip that let the Division shut the bullets down if you tried shooting at them. Smart. Right up until I found it. I guess you trusted the contract more than they did.
Let them go. Of course, our government protests this jailbreak in the strongest possible terms.
What choice have you left us? War or surrender?
That's up to the President, Shipmaster. We have always served Division interests. But perhaps our needs have changed. Starfleet, do you think the man might be open to an alliance?
I think the man is... I think we've done enough. Goodbye, Strategos. We sincerely apologize.
Goodbye, Sai.
You see, Kestra? I told you I'd protect you.
Yes, and the moment is convenient for you. You almost did.
Good to be home. Computer, play some music. Surprise me. Weird. It'll do. Come.
Melissa, lunch? Captain's mess, 12:30?
Sure. But can we make it at noon? I have PT with Ensign Tegan at 1300.
That's fine. I'll tell the others.
Alcar, what's wrong?
What? I feel great. You expecting someone?
No. Come in. Asuka.
Actually, I'm here to report to the captain.
Oh. You mind, Melissa?
Not at all, Alcar. I'll just read my book.
Stay?
I don't mind at all, but if you want some privacy, the closet is pretty soundproof.
It's okay, Captain. The senior staff will be briefed anyway.
Alright. Your report?
We finished the phaser inventory.
So how did the man get one?
There were no phasers missing. every armory and locker is fully accounted for.
Well, he shot me with something.
I know that. We're running down whether it could have been built.
What about the transporters? How did they override the lockout?
They stole someone's access codes.
Whose?
Yours.
How did they... Could they have forged it?
A bunch of island primitives? Not a chance! Neva, Kestra, Lorok, or I, maybe.
Well, Neva and Kestra were in jail. Lorok, a Boy Scout. Yubari. You wouldn't.
No, sir. I would not violate the Prime Directive just to save a friend.
I knew that.
And if I did, I wouldn't get caught. Back in Special Projects, we didn't have any use for forged access codes. No point. We'd get caught. So we had to make legitimate codes. Matter of time until we find out what the man did instead.
Will that help?
Excuse me?
The way I see it, the sooner we put this behind us, the better. Whoever did this, the man, one of his lieutenants, whoever, didn't just save Neva and Kestra, but probably a lot of islanders, too.
Or condemned them.
How do you mean?
The Perilnothorius Council held an emergency session today.
Oh? And how did the P-Counts handle finding out they don't have to stay beholden to the divisions anymore?
They issued sanctions against the Tullians. All the Tullians. The divisions had already revoked the capital's licenses, all while insisting they'd never imagined the skyfires were caused by their engines. If sanctions don't stick, and they won't, now that the Tullians have quantum computers, the divisions asked P-Counts to consider passing a security resolution.
War? Against a bunch of people who were just trying to not get burned to death?
There's no support for it in the Assembly, and the Judot threatened a veto. It's just posturing.
For now. The thing about saber rattling is that there's no good way to stop it until somebody pulls a saber out.
How are you such a cynic, Melissa? Aren't you supposed to be all doe-eyed and sparkly like my first officer?
My gran said I was born old.
If there's nothing else, sir...
Do continue your investigation, Commander. It's worth knowing the truth. Just don't turn it into a crusade. I'll see you at lunch.
Yes, sir.
You lied to her.
What? About lunch?
No, it was... I'm not sure.
Melissa, this was a good, clean win. We do not get many of those. The admirals will yell at me for a while about being so careless that our tricorders got stolen. They'll bump me to the bottom of the promotion list, and it'll be over. Everybody home safe, the islanders with a fighting chance, and Neshant won't have died in vain. Forgive me if I don't want to pick at that scab.
You're happy they stole the tricorders, aren't you?
More like... relieved?
I guess... I can't really argue with that, actually.
Then let's leave it. Perilnothorius space was as far out as we planned to go. Now we're starting to turn, and the rest of our 2-year mission will take us back to Starbase 911. There's so much left for us to explore out here in the next 12 months. Starting with lunch. See you then.
In that episode,
the man was played by Tom Antonellis. Neshant was played by Stephen Haney. Other islanders, James Blacker and John Wingard. Strategos Sinol, Gary Caldwell. Shipmaster Jaren, Scott Smith. Doc Obel, Julie Bruno. Other Tullians, Colin Buchanan, Adam Blanford, Mike Tater Parker, and Robert Hawk. John Sylvest, John Boz. The Major, Chris Bainbridge. Alien Computer Voice, Robert Hawk. Jack Myers, Terry Cooper. Nurse Hennessy, Mike Hennessy. Computer, Caitlin Haney. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Directed by Jim Smagata. Executive Producer, James Haney. Post Producers, Jim Smagata, Mike Hennessy, Bob Hopwood, Matthew Blondin, and Alexandra Whitley. Line Producers, Luke Hardy, Alan Michael Sword, and Nathan Pope. Artwork by John Boz. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at StarshipExcelsior.com. Special thanks to Colin Heyman, Michael Blaze, and Gene Roddenberry. Please leave us a review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. It helps a lot. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
This has been an Excelsior production.
Starship Excelsior will return with an all-new vignette, Lost in Translation, coming early 2019.